two of the most important things in your body that you use every day. I wonder what that could be. I said two. They're up here. What's that? Eyes. Good. Eyes. Thank you. Two eyes. Eyes. They're the most important thing in one of the most important things in your life, in your body. You use them every day. As you get older, you need these. Or I need two or three pairs. That's showing our age, isn't it? And if we go out in the sun, we have to carry about three pairs of sunglasses according to the brightness outside, or I do. That's life. As we get old. As we get older, we need these. Have you ever looked at something that you're not supposed to look at and rubbed your eyes or seen the sun in the morning and rubbed your eyes in a bit of soreness? Well, I have. I had an experience just recently on a farm. Yes, I work on a farm occasionally. My work will start in a few weeks when I have to go on a farm helping shearing. Only I don't shear, I've got a dirty job. I've got to clean up the little bits of the back end of the sheep, you know, comes out, and move the wool away. You know what I'm talking about, all the little lollies that come out. Clean them out, push them aside, and put the wool, good wool over here and the bad wool goes over there. Yes, some farmer found me a job at my age. You can come along and you can do this. You can help me on the farm. How can I do this? Right? Well, this particular shearing shed has a floor about this high. And I stand down here when I've got two wooden sticks and a broom. And the shearer's up here doing his shearing and all that stuff. And then he shears the sheep and I have to clean out the dirty stuff and the good stuff. And he tells me that wool goes over this way or that goes over there for the different classes. Now, they didn't tell me something that I had to find out the hard way. Because if you look at a sheep, it looks nice to pat, doesn't it? It's nice to pat, everything looks nice, dirty on the outside. But if you put your hand inside the wool, inside the sheep, some of the wool might be about that thick or whatever, however it's long it's shorn, it's warm, it's nice and warm and clean, or supposed to be clean. I said supposed to be clean. But then, when you pull your hand out, you've been in contact with the wool. And on that wool is a lanolin. Lanolin in the wool. Right? Now, me being a novice helper farmer, I didn't know, and they didn't tell me deliberately because I had to learn the hard way. They didn't tell me, did I? So dopey me, excuse the expression, I rubbed my eyes, didn't I? Well, I rubbed my eyes. And my eyes were bright red. And I couldn't see for about 6 or 7 hours properly. 6 or 7 hours, I learnt the hard way. Don't rub your eyes before you wash your hands after you've had your hands in wool. I learnt the hard way. The hard way is sometimes the best way. You've got to find out things. Don't do this. Don't touch that. Don't go down to the wood heap and move wood around and things like that. You might find something in there. I'll talk about that a bit later. You might find some long snake or something. But I learnt the hard way. They didn't tell me. Oh, we could have told you. But you had to find out the hard way. Because if we'd have told you, you'd have probably done it anyway. But subconsciously, sometimes you might put your hand up here and rub down there. Or rub here. I learnt the hard way. So you remember, be careful what you look at. And if you touch a sheep, go and wash your hands. Keep them clean. It's an experience that I'll have to go into the shearing shed sometime in November. I've got a job, I've been promised a job during the week. I've got something like about 870 odd sheep they have to shear, plus another farm down in Conda with another 900 on it, and I've just got to be there the whole time, virtually, apart from the Sabbath when I'm here. That's different. But that's a lesson you'll soon learn in life. You have to learn the hard way.
Tell me why she has got
no
stop skin of the head.
No, I haven't got that far yet. I'm more interested in with that the land and stuff. I'm more interested in cleaning the mess up. But it's amazing. The mess stuff has to go. The mess stuff goes into in town, and they get 15. I think it's 15 cents a kilo for the mess stuff. And so you might end up with 200 or 300 kilos. I'm serious now. Of bad wool, and that's all. You make money out of everything. Nothing's wasted.